hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is your show. This is where you get to step up and speak out and share your experiences of things, and we can learn and grow together, and that is so cool, and we love doing that each and every weekday here on Take Two. So I introduce a topic or a question, and you don't have to be Catholic to call in, because if you're listening, you're part of the family. We are live today. Vanessa's on the phones, and we would love to hear from you in response to this question. And I have the prayer book out, just to let everyone know. If you want to give us the first name of the people you're thinking about, that's fine. If not, God knows who they are. Here is the question. Get ready. Grab your phones. Is there someone in your life you worry about? Is there someone in your life that you worry about? Please call in and tell us why you worry, what you're doing about it. We'd love to hear the details so we can pray specifically. Okay, is there someone in your life you worry about? Start dialing right now. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Please call or text to that same number. We would love to add them to the book. I added some folks this morning that came in, and they're in the book by name. Some are just God knows who they are, and that's perfectly fine if you want to keep that private. But is there someone you worry about? You are concerned about their soul. You're concerned about what they're doing in life. You're concerned about their safety. Please, could you call in and tell us some of the details? We don't want to be nosy. We just want to really focus and see if we can help through prayer. And through just support, we could make a difference in this area for many people who worry a lot about other people. Phone lines are lighting up, so Vanessa is super busy. We've got only two open phone lines. That's it. Two open phone lines. So please call in 833-288-EWTN. Now we have an on-deck circle, like a green room. You can keep calling, but I'm talking about the first set of callers. So I'd love to get you guys screened and come on air with me. It's a good experience, I believe. I don't think I've had anybody say they walked away from it feeling like it wasn't worth their time. I think this is a platform that is very necessary, where the lay faithful can come together and really help the culture, help the world, help fellow Christians. So do your part. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Call or text to that same number. Okay, so I just want to do a very public thank you. In case he's listening, I did text him already, Dr. David Anders. Dr. David Anders and I were on the free webinar last night for Stand Tall, talking about family matters. Heal the Rift is what we're calling it, where we're trying to unite families that are broken apart, fractured by estrangement, no contact, parental alienation, all sorts of things that are just really tearing apart families. And Dr. David Anders did a phenomenal job, was talking about this topic in just a really beautiful, real pastoral way, and he was just amazing. I had technical difficulties a little bit at the start of the webinar, and I just know that the demons did not want us to tackle this topic, and so they just totally frustrated me beyond belief, and so but I got through it, thank God. And I will tell you that just tells me that it's so necessary. So if you guys would like to join the free community over at Stand Tall, if you have an issue with your family, maybe want some coaching, group coaching, private coaching, or join our Family Matters actual community, where we're going to dive deep and really try to help families, help people have their best spiritual life. I really and truly want to hear from you. And I would love for you to make contact with us over at Stand Tall. That's standtalltoday.com, standtalltoday.com. Okay, we are going to, we're going to get to the calls in just a moment. Before we do, I just want to remind you that the question is, I got a little bit stuck for a moment, because I just got a direct message that just came in from one of our Take Two family members, and they just said the person they're worrying about is contemplating ending their life. So they wanted to keep the name private. Please, let's keep this person deeply in our prayers right now. So someone right now is considering this is horrible. We've got to pray, you guys. God knows who this person is. Send all of your prayers for this person right now, that they can realize that they are an important person in this life. Their life matters. It matters so much to us as the body of Christ. It matters completely to God. We've got to get those prayers to that person so they don't fall into this such deep despair that they're willing to do that. You know, and that's what the demons want. The demons want to separate us from God. So we've got to really work hard, and let's stay together and support one another. So I would like to, hear from you. Is there someone in your life you worry about? See, now I'm getting emotional because I'm getting the messages right now. This person's kind of young. This person's in their early 20s. So we really have to focus and get these prayers to this person immediately. So this is happening right now as we are talking. I don't know who this person is, but this came in from a Take Two family member who said that, I guess, that this is a person they know. So, wow. You know, a lot of people are in a lot of pain. There's a lot of, reasons that we can worry, but what does Padre Pio say? Pray, hope, and don't worry, because worry is useless. God is merciful and will hear our prayers. So we've got to stay in that place. You know, worry is all tied into fear. We don't want to get into fear. The biggest regrets I have in my life are regrets that have a fear base to them. There, somehow you can trail it right back to a fear. So fear is not of God. Let's really have faith over fear, and let's go big with God. And we can talk about who we worry about, but let's really put a plan into place. And, meet with that person, try to encourage that person, pray for that person, you know, all sorts of things, fast for that person. Okay, there goes the music there. I'm going to take the first break. When I come back, I'll get to the phones. Vanessa's super busy, and we'll hear about the people that you worry about when we come back here on Take Two. Call us, please, 833-288-3986. You can also text at the same number. Asking the question today, is there someone in your life that you worry about? I'd love to add them to the prayer book because I believe in the power of prayer. We all do here at Take Two. So please consider calling in or texting in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Just wanted to remind everybody that Father Miguel Mary's birthday is today. Yes, from the Franciscan missionary of the Eternal Word. Great, great priest. He's just so spiritual. I absolutely love him. And today is his birthday. And I think it's just a wonderful time for us to thank God that he is born and he's ordained a priest, and he's a shepherd, and he's a really wonderful as a Franciscan missionary of EWTN, right, which is so powerful. But one thing I think I remember, and I hope I recall it correctly, I believe he got his education out where I live in Arizona. So that's a little nice close tie that we have. And I think he's just a wonderful priest. So please, if you can catch him on Facebook, if you know him, send him a message. Say, Father Miguel, happy birthday from all of us. We just love you, and thank you for saying yes to your vocation. Okay, lots of calls are coming in. Some are dropping, and I understand that some are not really on topic. So if you can kind of keep it on topic, that would be great, because I do have the prayer book out. But I'll just go to the calls in the order that they were received here by Vanessa, who's doing a fine job. Let's go to Bill. Bill is in Georgia, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Bill. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you doing? It sounds like you're worrying about your son.
Yes, his name is Christopher, and he has polycystic kidney disease, and he needs a kidney. and he's on dialysis every day. Oh. He's been on the transplant list for 6.5 years, and I don't know if the COVID years affected that, but I am worried about him, and his kidneys are only so much percentage left of working. I've called you in the past about my beautiful wife, Patricia, who passed away back in June of the 14th of 2023, his mother, mm-hmm. my wife, my mm-hmm. beautiful wife. So now I'm worried about him. Oh. And, love to put that into you guys.
Yes, absolutely, Bill. I put you in the book. I put, again, Patricia in the book. And now, Christopher, my heart just breaks for you. You have been through so, so much. Do you have other children, Bill?
Yes. My beautiful wife and I adopted two brothers.
That's right. That's right.
You know, Vietnamese, the love of my life. I mean, you know, I was out to see Tony out in Arizona, Tempe, Arizona, not too long ago, and Tommy's up in Long Island. So, they're in my prayers every day, and you know, just trying to keep things together. I live in Dallas, Georgia, and, you know, so we're in varied locations, but we keep in contact.
Yeah. How's Christopher with his faith life?
He's Catholic, and I think it's been affected with what he's been going through. Mm-hmm. But I think he's strong in his faith, but you know, kind of like on the edge sometimes, be really down, you know, because of his circumstances. So me. He's probably questioning, hey, why me, type stuff. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the power of prayer is what I'm praying for to help him forward.
Right. Okay. Would you please keep us posted, Bill? I've got Christopher in the book, and we are praying right now. I just got word from one of our Take-Two family members. They are remembering Christopher right now in the rosary. So. Keep us posted, Bill, and our hearts are with you, okay?
Amen to you guys. I appreciate you guys. Put a little tear in my eye.
Oh, well, we feel, you know, we're the body of Christ, Bill. You know, that the sooner we recognize it, the better off we will all be. I've said this a million times, and, you know, God did it that way. He designed it that way. He wanted it that way for all of us. And so we're family. And so your pain is our pain, and we feel it, but we can do something about it if we stick together and really get heaven's attention. So.
Amen. We're like a big puzzle that's being put together. Each of us being our piece of that puzzle, and we strengthen each other as we're interconnected in that puzzle.
Amen. Amen, Bill. Okay, thank you so much, and please stay in touch with us. Check in with us, Bill. And it sounds like you may be in the car, so safe driving.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you. We're going to get to Elizabeth in Florida. I'm sorry if anybody dropped off, sometimes that happens with our phones, and sometimes it's not. You're really presenting a new topic. So if you have a new topic, just leave it with Vanessa, and she'll make a note of it, and you can go on with your day, because I want to try to really get all of these calls in that are focused on worrying about somebody. Elizabeth is in Florida and is listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Elizabeth. Welcome.
Hi. Two negative things, two positive things, and I don't worry about Elena, but I think about her all day long. Mm-hmm. She's got such potential, and she's so beautiful, and she could get a husband if she wanted, but last night she told me, Mom, I've been caretaking for you as a paraplegic. I don't think I can be a mom. After taking care of you, how am I supposed to turn around and take care of a little baby? And as a good mommy, Dr. Grande would say, keep your mouth shut. So I kept my mouth shut. Hmm. And the next negative thing about her, she's into the occult.
Ooh, that's not good.
a little. She likes tarot cards. Positive things. So that bothers me about the tarot cards. Again, keep my mouth shut. Just the other day, though, about 3 days ago, she said, "Mom, do you know that science and religion aren't against each other? They actually explain each other." Ooh, I was encouraged by that. I said, "You know, as a matter of fact, a lot of scientists were Catholic. Their discoveries were, you know," and I wanted to talk about the Big Bang. And then again, I said, "Keep your mouth shut. Don't go hog wild."
Right.
And the other positive thing, this is really good. About a week ago, she said, "Mom, I don't want to go to Mass, but I do want to go to the social hour after Mass." Mm-hmm. She knows all the people 30 years ago or 20 years ago. She was a cute little kid going to Mass with me. So everybody's going to know her. They're going to be amazed at how big she's gotten. But wouldn't it be great if she showed up at social hour after Mass? She just wants to take, you know, the snacks, the donuts and the coffee and the little snacks they're going to have. I said, "Well, come on, let's do it." So two positive things, but two negative things. Mm-hmm. And I don't worry because, like Padre Pio says, I think about her all day. Well, many times during the day, and I pray a whole lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's my story about my daughter, Elena.
I got her in the prayer book. The most.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Elizabeth, let me just share something. The biggest red flag that came up for me on your story about your daughter is the tarot card readings. And I mean, she doesn't even realize it. She's opening up portals to the demons, and they don't come in one by one. They come in droves. And so that is very spiritually problematic. So we really need to pray for her that she, Elizabeth, I ask you as her mother, go ask your guardian angel to go to her guardian angel to get her to break free from these new age occult type practices like tarot card reading and things of that nature. They're very spiritually problematic. In fact, some of the exorcists that are on the speaking circuit, they actually say that things like those experiences of tarot card readings, Ouija boards, Reiki, things of that nature are the biggest concern for them, because that's where they're seeing the most problems with demon possession. So I'm not saying that your daughter is possessed or anything like that. Possession is very rare. I'm just saying she's potentially dabbling in something that could open doors that she can't close, and then she's in trouble. So let's really pray for Elena in that area. I think that's the most important. If you have any blessed items, sacramentals, holy water, things of that nature, start really keeping them around and using them. Very, very powerful. I don't know where she's at with her faith life, but we really need to pray for that. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the most important. The rest is, you know, it's all talk or what she's reading, you know, and maybe she'll change her mind about, you know, what she decides to do later in life. But mm-hmm. the tarot card reading is really concerning to me. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we'll be praying for that. You take care. You stay strong. Okay. It sounds like you're a wonderful mom and she is taking care of you. So that's good. She's honoring, you know, the commandments. So that's good. But Elizabeth, you stay strong and we're going to be praying for you. Okay. Too. Any personal and private intentions you have.
Okay. Thank you. I'm getting out my holy water right now.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Holy water is a really good sacramental to have around. Yep. Use it and, you know, see if she's willing to bless herself with it as well. Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth. Keep us posted. We're going to get to David in Alabama. David is listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, David. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Debbie. Nice to talk to you today. How are you?
I'm doing well, David. Thank you so much for asking. But who are you worried about?
I'm worried about my two daughters and my grandchildren. Michelle and Melissa are my daughters, both raised Catholic. I'm their stepfather, but have been in their lives for nearly 20 20 years now. And I recently became Catholic last year. So, awesome. But they were raised Catholic, went to Catholic school and everything, both of them. Mm-hmm. Michelle kind of goes to church mainly on the main holidays and stuff, but she does not raise the kids Catholic. They were christened when they were born. And Melissa was raised Catholic school. She is completely followed away, does not follow any religion. And her three children have not been baptized at all. Mm. They do not follow any religion. And my two biological grandchildren were not baptized. I don't know if they were baptized, and I've lost touch with them since their mom died. And all the grandkids are addicted to social media, so I'm got a lot of concern there.
Ooh, okay. First of all, that's a lot to deal with. First of all, I just want to say how awesome that you came into the Catholic Church. That is so fantastic. So welcome home, sir. That is great. Okay. And it sounds like, you know, you talked about being a stepdad in Michelle and Melissa's life. Well, you are a very wonderful parent for caring so much about them and their souls, and that shows the strength that you have as a father. One of the key components that you have, David, and you probably know this, I'm just going to remind you or anyone else, the thousands of other people that may be listening that have a similar story as your own, you have the power of prayer and fasting. And I would definitely use it and use it strategically, because it sounds like they're, you know, social media, they're listening to social media. I saw a bunch of TikTok videos recently that were so horrible against, you know, about any type of organized religion, any type of, you know, family. It was ridiculous. It was off the charts crazy. And I won't even tell you how many followers it had. It's unbelievable. But people are hooked into this so much. The new God is social media. It's very sad. And it's leading people right off the path and right off the cliff. So what we must do, and I believe it so strongly, is the power of strategic prayer and fasting. And what I mean by that is very intentional, very direct, for your grandchildren to be baptized, for your daughters, Michelle and Melissa. So David, doesn't have to be from food. It can be fasting from any little thing. Just make sure that it is communicated effectively in prayer to God that I'm pulling back from this for 10 minutes, Lord. I want the benefits to go to Michelle and Melissa. Please, convert their hearts. Please get them to see the truth of you, God. You know, please get them to understand how important, you know, baptism is, you know, for your grandchildren. Use it very well, David, and know that it is being, you know, if you're in a state of grace, staying in a state of grace, or trying to get in a state of grace, that those prayers, that effort will have merit. Whether you see it now or in eternity. So we have to go for the big picture with our kids and grandkids now. We have to, because so many of them are just off the path. And so, David, I would encourage that. And I got a confirmation from one of our Take Two family members, said, yes, exactly, that is the way to go. So David, are you up for the challenge?
That's all we got left, because when we speak to my daughters about that, we get immediate anger and pushback.
Right. Exactly. Immediate anger and pushback. So that's what we've got. Okay, David, you hear the music. I'm going to take my next break. Thank you so much for trusting us with this. We're on it. We've got your back in prayer. We'll be right back talking more about people we worry about. Asking the question today. You're going to have to go quickly, though. We're halfway done with this episode. This hour goes very fast here on Take Two. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You can call or text to that same number. Everybody that's called in so far that is still not on the line, you dropped off or you left your message or you're texting, I've got you in the prayer book. And that includes everyone. So anybody that's called in already, you're in the prayer book. Don't worry. You don't have to think like you've been left out. Okay, we're going to get to Nate. Nate's in Amarillo, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hey, Nate, how's it going? Now, Nate, you're not playing any golf in this hot weather, are you?
No, not at all. Matter of fact, I was mowing this morning, so I'm off work and don't want to be mowing after this time because it's like 110 here in Texas.
That's what I thought. I was here. It's 116, 17, and I actually saw people on the golf course out here, and I'm thinking, I hope they have a lot of water, Nate, because they're not going to make it through 18 holes.
Well, so, we're working on irrigation because Lake Meredith is just really drained right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing is we're just really trying to work on irrigation. I mean, it's irrigation, making sure that the greens are, like, at least fast, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm. So you're good irrigation for the golf courses. That's what you're saying in Amarillo. Okay. Well, so you were out mowing the grass, but that's not why you called. You called because you're worried about somebody.
Yes. Well, you know, Deb, you know, my wife is in Missouri right mm-hmm. now, and she's there until, you know, August 4th or 5th. I'm worried about her. You know, of course, I want to control everything, you know, and it sucks, you know. I work two jobs. I work at the golf course and then at Market Street. And the one thing is sometimes, we cannot, right, Deb? We cannot control everything. We mm-hmm. can't sit there and worry about people.
Right.
And so there was a wise man once said, and this is also for our friend who called in earlier as well, science is the proof of the works of God. Hmm. That could answer the question of our friend.
Mm-hmm.
From earlier.
Nice.
Science is the proof of God. But
Nate,
I also worry about
my... Go ahead. You also worry about... Go ahead.
Yeah, I also worry about, you know, my wife, but at mm-hmm. the same time, she's in good hands. She's actually gone to see her best friend there in Missouri. They're making rosaries. They actually... And my wife is with her, they're going and visiting the poor and the homeless, and they're feeding them and giving them sandwiches and things of that nature.
Aww.
So the one thing I was worried about was her health. Like, okay, it's very hot right now, but they're making sandwiches and feeding the poor and making rosaries and giving our faith to people. You know, Deb? So it's like, man, when it comes to, I'm not going to lie, Deb, being a better Catholic, my wife became a Catholic like 2 to 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a Catholic all my life. She's a better Catholic.
Aww.
And I love you, Deb. I mean, one day we're going to play the course.
That's right. That's right. When I get back in shape, Nate, I'll definitely play a round of golf with you. That would be a lot of fun. You know, Nate, that was really beautiful what you said about your wife and, you know, she's the better Catholic. You know, I think that's the wonderful thing about relationships when we can acknowledge it's not, you know, we're not comparing ourselves who's got this stronger spiritual life, who's this or that, but we can honor each other for really showing up as Christ in the world. And, you know, the love that you have for your wife, I think that is so wonderful. And the how you can be so humble about that, right? That you honor your wife above yourself in that way. And I think that's just amazing. And I believe in my heart, Nate, that God is so pleased with that when we can have that kind of healthy understanding of the spiritual walk, especially when we are walking together as husbands and wives. I think it's really it glorifies God very much. So thank you so much. And you know what? We're going to do the same thing. We ask our guardian angels to go to your wife's guardian angel so that she's protected and that all is well. Okay, Nate?
Yes, absolutely. And also, Viva Cristo Rey. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. I love when you finish with that every time you visit us. You're so cool, Nate. Thank you so much. God bless you. And yes, we always acknowledge Christ our King, and it is so incredible. Okay, thank you, Nate. Drink lots of water. Everybody hydrate during this very hot season this summer. Please drink lots of water. I just heard of another person on a hiking trail, didn't have enough water, and they had to rescue the person out here in Arizona. It's very dangerous, so drink a lot of water. Juan Manuel in San Antonio, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. You're up next. Welcome.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Is that me?
Yes, it's you, sir. You go right ahead.
Juan Manuel, I have called before.
Yep.
And I worry about my family. I have two sons, two daughters, and they left the church when they were young, you know, youth. And then, you know, they married. They marry, and now I have two sons, two daughters, 11 grandkids, and about 9 great grade.
Wow!
And all of them outside the church, except my oldest daughter. And I worry about their salvation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke to them and. It's like talking to they are so firm in what they believe, you know, and I gave up, and finally I left it up to the Lord. I'm kind of worried about their salvation, but now I'm not worried about you know, trying to get them back to. I just gave them to the Lord, and Lord, you take care of them, and I just ask you for their salvation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Know? Yeah, yeah. But
11 grandkids, two sons, mm-hmm. two daughters, 11 grandkids, 9 great, or almost 10, and all of them, you know, they are very active at wherever they go, you know, and yes, I understand my two sons and their wives, they're pastors already, you know, in 3 or 4 years. And they're very active, and they go to church every, they go to the sack, you know, where they go, whatever, every, they're very active, you know, but I still worry a little bit
sure.
about them, but I learned how to give up and give them to the Lord and mm-hmm. let Him take care of them.
That's right. Juan Manuel, let me just share something with you. What you said was so powerful, and I'm glad you said it again. Okay, you have a beautiful family, a beautiful legacy that you have gifted this world with your cooperation. How beautiful that is. And of course, you're going to be worried about your family. You want all of your family members to be on the right path, heading home towards God and living their best life. And that's what you want as a dad and a grandfather, and that's beautiful. But what you said was so powerful, and I hope the whole world heard it, where you said we give our kids and our grandkids back to God. Absolutely. They're God's. They are God's. We can only do so much, and we do our best. We're not perfect. We didn't do everything perfectly, okay, but we probably all did our best as much as we could. And we realize that they are God's children, just like we are God's children. And that was the most powerful thing you said, and the most spiritually advanced thing that we can hear. Because I think sometimes as parents and grandparents, we try to, let's face it, we try to control everything. We want, we, we, we pretend like we can fix everything. They're gods. They're all, it's all about God. It starts from God, comes from God, goes back to God. And we must, we cooperate, we do our part, but we need to know when to pull back. We need to know when to go into prayer. We need to know when to surrender. We need to do all of that. And that's our part. So Juan Manuel, you are awesome. You can call us anytime. Thank you so much for checking in with us. And I put your whole entire very big family back in the prayer book again. So thank you, sir. Have a beautiful rest of your day. I'm going to get to Karen now in North Dakota. Karen is on Real Presence Radio. Karen, please take it away.
I am praying for my husband and our daughter-in-law.
Okay, husband and daughter-in-law. Okay. Do you want to give me first names or no? You don't have to.
Sure. Husband's okay. Pat. Mm-hmm. Daughter-in-law is Kaylee.
Kaylee, got it. Go ahead, and you want to give us any details of how we want to pray?
Yeah, total healing.
Healing, okay.
And I worried so much about Kaylee that I just almost begged the Lord, if it can be, let me take this, let me carry this, let me take her chemo, let me lose my hair, let me, you know. And last week, in the middle of the night, I don't know if I was awake. I don't know. But I heard this still, small, gentle voice saying, you don't have to carry this. That's why I took it to the cross for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that my guardian angel goes to the guardian angel of the young person contemplating their life. Mm-hmm. And I hope that, you know, the spirit can give them that peace.
Yes. Yes. Amen to that. Woo. Okay. So Kaylee, let's go back to Kaylee for a minute. Where is she with her faith? Where is she with her faith life?
They are very strong. Our son goes to daily mass.
Okay. Okay.
They are very strong in their faith. Thanks be to Jesus.
Okay. That's wonderful. Praise be to God.
Yes,
okay. So,
absolutely.
Right. So Kaylee knows then that she is the veil is very thin with her connection with the Lord, because she's very close to the Lord right now, going through all the suffering. Okay. So she knows that. Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yes. So is your son, do you know if they're asking for an abundance? And I mean an abundance of graces during this time for everyone.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay,
he
good.
He goes to daily mass.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Well, then you guys are doing all the right spiritual things, and it's what it's what we're all called to do. The one thing I would suggest is that we also direct some prayers to people in your family and beyond, or maybe Kaylee's family, that maybe needs some spiritual support. So let's let all those graces and blessings flow to those people who need a little extra lift during this time, if there is any. So I put the whole entire family, and please let Kaylee know we'll be praying. How is she doing through the chemo?
She's smiling. She's
good.
Oh, she hasn't started yet. She's just healing from surgery. That'll come probably in August.
Okay.
So she hasn't started yet.
Okay.
I know her mom.
Yeah.
Can I say
her
mom is a worrywart. Wonderful, sweet lady. She was at Hobby Lobby yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And a black gentleman approached her. And he said, God bless you.
Aww.
May I pray for you? She said, yeah. Just a gentle person. He prayed for her.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned around and left. And she turned around. She left the whole, she walked the whole store. She couldn't find him.
Yeah, it was probably a guardian angel. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It absolutely was.
Mm-hmm.
And she realized that. So, yes. God
okay.
Is,
yeah. Okay. Then that's the, Yeah, see, okay, that's what I was sensing as you were speaking. So we need to also direct prayers to Kaylee's mother, because see, for the guardian angels to manifest like that, the mother is really taking on a lot of worry. It's going to end up taking her down if she doesn't get a grip on it. So let's also direct a lot of prayers to her so that she could get through this, because that doesn't surprise me at all. That's what I was sensing, that there are other people in the family that need some of these graces to get them, you know, up to speed on things.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep.
God is good.
Oh, all the time, God is good. He's reaching us all the time, Karen, all the time. Karen, one other thing I just want to say, I think it's very beautiful of you to offer, you know, to suffer in place of Kaylee. I think it's very beautiful, and it shows your trust in God and your faith in the bigger picture. And I want for you many special blessings, because that takes a very strong Christian to do that. And so I know, and I agree with whatever feeling you got or message you got from heaven, that it's, you know, it's not yours to carry, you know, and there's a reason God has a plan. But I just want you to know that that's important, that we as Christians can muster up that strength and try to at least to pick up crosses where we can. And so, Karen, you know, blessings to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was beautiful. All right, keep us posted on Kaylee. I've got a star next to her name. You know how I have a very soft spot in my heart for anybody that's going through cancer, since I've been through it, and it's not easy. So it hits me really deeply. So please keep us posted so we can praise God as she gets through this and she gets healthier and stronger, okay?
I will. Thank you. God bless you all.
Oh, thank you. God bless you back. Thank you so much. Okay, today is the memorial of Saints Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And I would suggest that everyone take a moment and just refresh your minds with the story of these incredible friends of Jesus. You can learn so much about how Jesus interacted in relationships with the stories of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And I think that today is just a beautiful day. We asked them to please pray for us. And I asked at the beginning of the show, when we went to our powerhouse team, Michael and I, when we were praying before we started the show, to ask these incredible saints to be with us and all of you with the worries that you have. And, you know, believe me, Martha, she could be, the worrying part of things, right? The action part of things. Or you can be like Mary and just taking it all in from Jesus, right? Or, you know, being friends and having that relationship, we can learn from their relationship with Jesus. So please take a moment, reread the stories, in case you forgot some of the details, and they're just fascinating. Also, too, I just wanted to say I'm putting into the book so many folks that were on the line. So if you're listening right now, Mary, your intentions are in the book. Janine, your intentions are in the book. Amy, your intentions are in the book. All you guys are in the book. So I know you might have called or texted. I've got you in the book. More texts are coming in, more calls I'm going to get to right now. So Joe, first time caller in Arizona on the EWTN app. Hi, Joe. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. You go right ahead.
I am a first-time caller, actually, first time getting through, first time even trying, and I'm just so happy that I did get through. I usually listen to you at nighttime as I'm going to bed, the recording, mm-hmm. And when I heard what it was going to be about today, I thought, I think this is my time to call.
Absolutely.
I would like to... I'm sorry.
I said, absolutely. There's no accident with God, Joe. This is the reason, and I'm so glad you called, and I already put your daughter in the book, but I want you to tell us the story.
Oh, well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. For my daughter, she's since 2019, I believe, and it's since 2019 that she's been going through this. She is on dialysis. She takes it 3 times a week. She did have a transplant, I believe it was 2019, and her sister, my other daughter, actually was able to give her a kidney, but it was rejected after 4 or 5 years, and so now she is back on dialysis and waiting for a kidney. I would love for you. I believe in the power of prayer, so I would like to put her out there so you can get some prayers for her.
Absolutely. Do you feel comfortable, Joe, giving us her first name?
Sure. It's Michelle.
Michelle. One L or two L's?
Two L's.
Two L's. Got it. Okay, so we'll definitely go to St. Michael, the Archangel, as well. Joe, where is she at with her faith life?
It's it's kind of hard. I think there's other personal things going on in her life, but I mean, she was raised and she's here in Arizona, mm-hmm. at Corpus Christi, or here in Ahwatukee. Mm-hmm. She's made her first Holy Communion, her confirmation, and as well, you know, mm-hmm. and it just comes and goes, her faith. Right. But right now, I think she's struggling, you know, with it all.
Okay. So here's what I need you to do. Are you able, I know it's super hot here in Arizona, but are you able to get in the car and travel a couple miles from Corpus Christi?
That's difficult. Another thing. I don't drive, but I am in walking distance, and that's how I usually go
okay.
to my church, you know, to Mass or get a ride.
Okay. Okay. If you can get a ride from a friend and you can get Michelle to go, or if you can try to visit, mark this down, Joe. St. Timothy's in Mesa has a reliquary, a reliquarium of all like 100 relics. Okay. I really would love Michelle to visit that it's right in the front of the church. You can go in during daytime hours. It's got 100, like I think over 100 relics. It is so powerful, Joe. If you could get Michelle there, okay, it's at St. Timothy's in Mesa, okay, Guadalupe and Dobson Road, or Guadalupe yeah. and Alma School. Yeah, the reliquary there is amazing. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Father Carlos Martins, you know, donated most of the relics for that. I always pronounce it incorrectly. It's like reliquarium, something of that nature. It's a bunch of relics in a beautiful room. But if you can get there, Joe, very powerful, or Michelle can get there, you know, because you could represent her as her mom. But she needs the support of the saints and the angels. And I just want her to get, you know, feel that. And we have so many relics around here in the Diocese of Phoenix. And if you can get a hold of a relic and get it into your home or get it to where she is, that would be even more powerful.
Thank you. I appreciate yeah. that.
Yeah, Saint Charbel as well. We have the Maronite Parish in Phoenix. They do I've got the hiccups. They do the healing masses. So check that out as well, Joe. There are so many. We are so blessed here in the Diocese of Phoenix to have those opportunities to get closer to the saints and ask for the intercession. But just kind of ask around. Ask at your church, Corpus Christi. You have a great church there. So ask around and see if you can get, you know, something that it could be taken maybe as a borrowed on loan into her home. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I've seen miracles, so that's why I keep talking about it. Thank you, Joe. Keep us posted. I'm glad you got in, and just keep in touch with us. Okay, this is the part that I don't like to do, but I'm going to have to do it. Okay, we've got a lot of messages coming in. I've got you all in the book. Everybody that's called, everybody that's texted, you're in the book, okay? I've got you in the book. I'm so sorry I'm not going to get to Mary, a first-time caller from Tennessee today. Mary, your four daughters, we've got you in the book. Margaret, first-time caller from Dallas, Texas, your grandson and your daughter you're praying for your grand. You're worried about your grandson and daughter. Got them in the book. Okay, Margaret, so please know that. I'm so sorry. I wish I could get to everybody. Another first-time caller, David from Minnesota. Your daughter, who was adopted, is going to be homeless in a few days, refuses to take care of herself. Oh, David, I'm so sorry. Okay, go to St. Teresa, Mother Teresa, St. Teresa of Calcutta. go to Mother Teresa, David, please, quickly. And if you're Catholic, go to Mother Teresa. Well, anybody could, you could go to the saints if you just ask the saints to help, to intercede on and really help with your daughter. Go to also everyone that's been holding or wants to get their names in the book. You're in the book, but just go ask your ask. Don't command. Ask your guardian angels to go to their guardian angels, okay, so that you can feel that. You can feel the weight being lifted off of you. You know, the angels have a full, very comprehensive, complex, very, very powerful network happening on our behalf. Okay, remember, they are beholding the face of God and ministering to us at the same time. So they connect us. So please go to your guardian angels to kind of get that worry to go down. Also, Padre Pio, St. Padre Pio, remember, because he said, pray, hope, and don't worry. So ask Padre Pio to step in. He's a powerhouse of a saint. Thank you so much to the show team today. Sorry I couldn't get to everyone. Vanessa, Michael, and Rich, you did a great job. Vanessa was so busy on the phones today. Thanks to everybody on social media. Thanks for all the prayers. I am feeling better. God bless all of you. You guys are so amazing. I love the Take Two family. Tomorrow we're talking about, do you think texting, okay, do you think texting is enough to keep up a relationship? Oh, that's going to be a good one. That's tomorrow. Till then, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.